We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. I've been talking about Donald Trump's State of the Union address last Tuesday, and, you know, just watching the media melt down, the lamestream media, has, to me, it's been just wonderful. It's the greatest show on earth, and I grabbed some quotes. This will give you an idea of how the media relates to normal people. CNN's Sally Cohn called the speech scary and terrifying. Really? I watched the thing five times and I wasn't scared at all.
She's a delicate little flower, isn't she?
She's an idiot. And then Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren, tweeted that she attended only because she wanted its horrors burned into her eyes. Well, I wonder what horror she was talking about. Was she talking about the horrors of all the Democrats sitting on their butt and refusing to stand up and applaud for all of Trump's accomplishments that benefited the people, or failure to applaud our military, or failure to applaud the various heroes that Trump introduced? That's another thing. That's another thing.
Yeah.
When Obama and the Democrats give any kind of a speech, they wheel out all these victims. Oh, well, I've got little Sally Jones here, and little Sally was born a boy, but she thinks she's a girl, and the evil Republicans and those evil conservatives out there are making her feel bad. This is the kind of crap that the Democrats wheel out. Trump, he wheels out...
Yeah, he wheels out all these people who've actually accomplished something or suffered during the war, and they don't even stand. And if you remember when Caitlyn Jenner she came out and she was going to be a she, and I forget the football player who didn't enthusiastically applaud it for them, and they chastise him, and I thought, why would they chastise someone who doesn't support something, you know? And here these people are sitting down while people who've had their family members murdered by illegal aliens, they don't even stand up to give them any gratitude.
Well, like I said, it was a perfect opportunity to see the Democrats for what they are. But out of all of these idiots, I got to give the award to Joy Reid with PMSNBC. She tweeted out this bizarre tweet, trashing various American institutions, church, family, police, military, the national anthem, Trump trying to call on all the tropes of the 1950s era nationalism. The goal of this speech appears to be to force normalization of Trump on the terms of the bygone era his supporters are nostalgic for. This was her tweet. Well, for one thing, it doesn't make a hell of a lot of sense. The other part is, doesn't this woman understand what normal Americans think and how normal Americans live? I don't think so.
And I don't think she can call patriotism for your country an error. There was no time there was an era of patriotism.
Well, I can see the campaign posters now, you know. We got an election, midterm election in November. Envision this. These are the Democrat campaign posters. Can't stand church, family, and America. Neither can we. Vote for the Democrats in 2018.
That sounds like a winner.
Hey, yeah, it's mind-boggling. But, I mean, come on, people. Pretending to be a normal human being can't really be that hard, can it?
Well, for them, it's almost impossible.
Yeah, apparently. Or maybe it can, you know. Look at the Democrat Party's so-called leaders. We got Nancy Pelosi, America's favorite rich lady from San Francisco, that's somehow decided that combat the increasingly popular Trump tax cut by going around telling Americans that the extra $1,000 or $2,000 in your pocket, it's only crumbs. It doesn't really matter. Like, I guess if you're worth $38 million, it doesn't.
Yeah, well, or if you're renting an apartment, and if you can afford to rent an apartment in San Francisco, probably $1,000 doesn't mean a lot to you.
Yeah, but that's chump change.
Yeah, that's chump change.
But, you know, to most of the people, well, to virtually all the people I know, and I know a couple millionaires, $1,000, $2,000, that's still real money, but not according to Pelosi. And then we got Bernie Sanders, who might start yelling at you about socialism at any opportunity. That's all he knows about. And then Planned Parenthood Cecile Richards, whose retirement sparked excited speculation about a future run for political office. Oh, how wonderful! I think it's kind of funny, really. In fact, it's hilarious, given the fact that the last time the Democrats ran a pro-abortion zealot for governor, it was in Texas, and she got trounced badly. It's almost as if they're trying to lose, isn't it?
I guess her motto could be, I'm going to kill my opponent like I've killed thousands of babies.
I like it. Maybe we should do a show where we invite the listeners to call in and give us campaign slogans for Democrats.
I like this.
Yeah. And then there's the astoundingly cynical Kirsten Gillibrand. She's a former tobacco lawyer who has magically transformed into a passionate Me Too sexual harassment crusader, complete with a recent and very convenient, I might add, spurt of indignation directed at Bill Clinton. She's one of them that came out and she criticized Clinton, but you know, she was perfectly happy to pal around with Clinton when he was helping her campaign.
Isn't that funny? And take all that money, and at that point in time, I guess sexual assault wasn't a problem for her. She's evolved.
She's evolved. We have a caller, but let's take the call after the break because I'm getting way behind on these breaks. So we're going to take a break right now. And when we come back from the break, we'll go right to the phones and just stick with us. I'll be right back.
And now your weekly car care tip from Tom's Bulldog Automotive.
Hi, I'm Tom from Tom's Bulldog Automotive in Coos Bay. With the cold winter months here, it is time to have your cooling system serviced. Many people think their antifreeze only keeps their car's engine from freezing. In reality, the engine coolant does much more than protect your engine against the cold. It also protects against heat and corrosion. A quick way to destroy your engine is to run it too hot. Aluminum components can warp as a result of excessive heat. Good coolant improves the cooling system efficiency. It also keeps the cooling system from rusting, which can cause severe problems over time.
Go to Tom's Bulldog Automotive today. They'll clean, flush, and put new antifreeze in your cooling system to make sure your car is in tip-top shape for winter. Call Tom's Bulldog Automotive at 541-269-0399. That's 541-269-0399. Or go to tomsbulldog.com.
At Gibbs RV in Coos Bay, we sell more RVs than anybody on the Oregon coast. And we're looking for nice, clean, pre-owned RVs to consign or buy. Want to get your RV sold without the hassle? Call Gibbs RV today at 888-3424. That's 541-888-3424. Local pickup and appraisal at no charge. And remember, we make house calls. Gibbs RV Superstore, 1845 Ocean Boulevard in Coos Bay.
Stop in today to the all-new one-stop gun shop, Hole in the Wall Gun Shop in Coos Bay. Your area leader in quality firearms, Hole in the Wall Gun Shop proudly features the top brands of new and used handguns, hunting rifles, black rifles, antique and collectible guns, ammo, mace, and more. Gun cleaning and repair, expert advice, and handgun safety classes for concealed carry permits are offered too. So stop into Hole in the Wall Gun Shop across from Cumyon's on Highway 101 South in Coos Bay. We buy, sell, or trade.
Always the right tire, always the right price.
Danny at Far West Tire and Auto here. With winter weather comes unstable road conditions. At Far West Tire and Auto, we've got you covered with great deals on American-made tires with up to $140 back in rebates on four select tires. We can have you safely traveling in style, so stop by and visit the guys at Far West Tire and Auto. Highway 101, Coos Bay. Always the right tire, always the right price.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. I'm trying to do several things at once here, and I'm confused. I can barely walk and chew gum. Anyway, I'm back. And as promised, we're going to go right to the phones. We're going to talk to John in Coos Bay. John, thanks for holding through the break. What's on your mind today?
Oh, I'm having a good time. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm having a wonderful time. I can't think of anything more entertaining than watching liberals make fools out of themselves. And they've been doing a great job lately.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, watching this, the State of the Union address, this whole FISA.
Oh, I know.
Thing that came out. I mean, you know, I've been kind of on and off, kind of keeping in touch, you know, or just, you know, following Donald Trump.
Right.
You know, those Democrat politicians, I can't even begin to tell you and express to you just how much they are out of their league with this.
Oh, I know. It's you know, when you watch them and listen to them, you can't help but wonder, what planet are these people on? Because it sure as hell isn't this one. You know, these people have no inkling how normal people think.
Well, he's playing them like a fiddle.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Donald Trump, you know, all throughout Donald Trump's life and everything, like, you know, what Donald Trump wants, Donald Trump gets.
Yes.
You know, and he's always done this. My biggest fear, actually, when I've been hearing little blurbs about, is Donald Trump going to, you know, you should run for office.
Right.
My fear is that he would run for office as a Democrat. As a conservative, we would have been screwed.
Yeah. Well, guess what? Guess
you
what?
Know,
well, here's the thing to keep in mind, John, and I remind myself of this all the time. With all the criticism of Trump, and you've heard the mantra, he's a racist, he's a misogynist, he's obviously crazy, he's much too stupid to hold political office. You've heard it all.
Here's a man that took $1 billion deficit and flipped it.
Not only that. here's the bottom line to all of it. And I want everybody to pay attention to this. This is important. Whenever you hear criticism of President Trump, just remember, you don't get to be a multi-billionaire by being stupid.
Exactly, but you know, when I saw the State of the Union address, and I'm seeing all those, I call them Sour Patch Kids,
right?
Just standing there and brooding, and you know, one of them even walked out. You know,
oh yeah,
they won't stand for the.
I did check that out, by the way. The guy that walked out, I can't remember his name. He's an advocate for illegal aliens, but he had a legitimate reason for leaving. He didn't walk out because he was PO'd at the speech. He did have a legitimate reason, so I'm going to give him that.
Okay, well, we'll give him that, but it, you know, that doesn't excuse, you know, a lot of the other the actions that they were doing. But I think he did this on purpose. One, I'm pretty sure that a lot of them were sitting there in a very bad mood because they knew this memo was going to be coming out.
Oh, yeah.
And they were, you know, and I've seen looks like fear on their faces.
Well, yeah. Well, look,
and
I'm going to get to the memo here soon and what's actually in it as opposed to the crap that's coming out of the media, because guess what? I read the memo.
I did too, but you know, with all of this, it's my opinion. I think Donald Trump I think he's planning this because what's coming up very soon?
Well,
midterm elections.
Yep.
And this is all kinds of ammunition that a lot of these representatives, you know, their opposition can be using against them.
Oh yeah. Well, did you?
If I was running up against Nancy Piglosi, I can guarantee you I would be using this against her to help me get, you know, to defeat her in an election. And Donald Trump knows this.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. All you got to do, John, is look back over the past year and a half. Mm-hmm. Trump is an expert. He's a virtuoso. He'll throw a gambit out on the table, and you know the libs and the media and Hollywood and academia are just sitting there like a bunch of vultures, waiting for everything that comes out of his mouth to pounce on to turn it against him. But right. Look back over the past year and a half, how he has manipulated them. He comes out, he throws something on the table. Right away, they get their shorts knotted up and trample each other half to death in an effort to get in front of TV cameras to proclaim what a liar Trump is. And then 2 or 3 weeks or a month later, they found out, well, gosh, what he said was true.
And you know, Jim, the proof to that is the 1.8 million Dreamers that he was going to allow in, and the Democrats poo-pooed all over it.
They turned it down.
Exactly.
Which just goes to show.
Trump realizes this.
Of course he does. He's playing them like a fiddle, and they're all too damn stupid and arrogant to see it.
and that, I have to tell you, is more entertaining.
It
than,
is.
Than
I,
in,
you know,
in a professional comedy show. I mean, it is.
Yeah.
I have been thoroughly entertained.
I'll tell you what, John, maybe we should go together and find a company that sells popcorn and buys stock, because I think this year is going to be the greatest show on earth.
Right. Oh, you know, I was going to talk about that FISA memo some, but I think I won't dip into your thunder there, but I will say that about, you know, I've been trying to tell, you know, my friends about that whole FISA memo is, first of all, it's not the Holy Grail.
No, it isn't.
You know, I mean, I think a lot of people, you
well,
know,
there, the
really
thing about
was,
the, if you look at the memo is nothing more than an overview. What you've got to do is, when you read the memo, then you got to go back and connect the dots with all the things you've already learned, you know, all the things you can prove are factual. That's what I have done. So my take on that memo is probably going to be a whole lot different than most people's, because...
Well, it opens up a lot of very serious questions.
Oh, yeah.
That absolutely need to be asked. So what are we going to do in... What are we going to do to go? You know, we got this information laid out in front of us. We got an incredible amount of information.
Oh, yeah. We haven't even. They've just barely scratched the surface. I was listening to Kevin Nunes this morning. He said that this is only the opening statement.
Exactly. Exactly. I hope people realize that, you know, what we actually need is we need a bipartisan court.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, with a bipartisan judge and everything like that. And then we need to, you know, it's so easy to go over there and start bringing people up on charges.
Well, I, you know, tell you the truth, I don't know if anybody's ever going to go to jail, because you got to remember, all of those critters in the swamp cover for one another. All I want to do, I don't care if anybody goes to jail, I just want it to stop.
Right.
And I think that we're on the road to having that happen. One nice thing about the libs, they never know when to shut up. You know, when they're at the bottom of the hole, they just keep digging, and they can't understand why they never see daylight.
And
well,
Jim,
they do a really good job of burying themselves.
Yeah.
And I mean, they're fantastic at it. Just the panic.
Let them do what they do.
It's
great.
you know, the memo is, you know, it's going to hurt national security. Well, there's absolutely not one little syllable in that was going to hurt.
Well, look at all the excuses they gave, and all their excuses are BS. I hate to cut you off, but I got to take a break here because I'm running way over time all day.
Okay.
I'm trying to make up for a break we missed earlier that I've got to make up for.
Right. Well, you have a great day.
Okay. I thank you for the call. It was a very good call, and I agree with you. Anyway, we're going to take a short break here. If you'd like to join the conversation, give me a call, 541-267-2124, and we'll be right back.
Hey, Oregon, it's Rob from Bass and Tackle. Don't forget to tune in to KWRO or KWRO.com every Wednesday at 3 p.m. for your premier Southern Oregon radio program, The Bass and Tackle Outdoor Show, where we set you up for adventure and give you directions to get there.
Yeah, I left my heart in Oregon.
In just a fast few minutes from right now, you can have life insurance for up to $500,000 without taking a medical exam and without leaving your home. We're Fast Life, and we're going to make this easy and fast. Odds are that you don't have enough insurance, or you're paying way too much for what you got, or you don't have any, and that's not good. Listen, nobody likes to think about life insurance, but we're grown-ups now, so call and protect your family. 1-800-254-9567, or go to fastlife.life. You've got insurance? That's great, but you may be able to get more coverage and pay less than what you're paying now. And with no medical exam, you can get it right over the phone, and that's fast. Faster than a speeding bullet? No, but fast. And we also said we make it easy. So call and get quotes, then submit an application over the phone, and that's it. And that's easy. Get approved, and coverage starts instantly. And that's fast. Faster than the speed of light? No, but fast. Call 1-800-254-9567 or go to fastlife.life. Fastlife.life. It's revolutionary. It's Fast Life.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road. In your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting ad price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
Are your medical bills piling up due to cancer or another serious illness? You are not alone. Many people face this challenge. Here's how Coventry Direct can help. You can receive an immediate cash payment by selling your life insurance policy. If you have $100,000 or more of life insurance, you may be eligible to sell your policy, even a term policy. To find out if you qualify, call Coventry Direct today at 1-800-510-2800 to speak to one of our policy specialists. That's 1-800-510-2800. The cash you receive from selling your policy can be used to help pay medical bills or whatever you choose to give you financial security and peace of mind. Call Coventry Direct at 1-800-510-2800 or visit us at CoventryDirect.com. Coventry Direct. Giving you the cash you need when you need it most. Coventry Direct is a marketing company and will refer qualified policies to a licensed entity.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. I'm going through some of the things here that have been said by the media and other players in this thing regarding the State of the Union address. The ACLU. The American Communist Lawyers Union has complained that, well, Trump used the word America more than 80 times in his speech, and that's exclusionary.
What country?
Excuse me? I thought he was president of the United States of America. That's what he's supposed to do.
That's where we're at, right?
Yeah.
I changed the border, right?
And then, of course, ABC News reported that the speech was divisive and gloomy and sad. Well, I wonder what speech they were watching, because the one I saw five times was very upbeat and very positive and very pro-American. So I guess ABC was watching something else. And then PMSNBC, they were triggered by Trump using the word family. Because according to them, you know, a family is no longer a husband, a wife, and children. A family is composed, according to them, of whatever gaggle of whack jobs and idiots that want to live together. That's now a family, according to MSNBC.
So basically anything that's on the shelf in the refrigerator is a family.
Pretty basically. There you go. And then patriotism so offended the libs during the State of the Union speech that it's now offensive to chant USA, USA, USA. I guess they want you to chant USSR, USSR. I don't know what they want. And then according to the Communist News Network's Jake Tapper, you know, this guy's a suspect every time you look at something wacko. He said, Trump's Americans are dreamers too statement is offensive to Democrats. Like anybody cares? This was in response to what I think was the best line of Trump's speech all night. Trump said, Americans are dreamers too. You built that with American heart, American hands, and American grit. And that's what so offends Jake Tapper. And then, of course, there's Hillary Clinton. She's out there screeching as usual. And, you know, that old troll just won't go away. She needs to go back and live under a bridge and leave normal people alone. But the Democrats are telling us now that none of this really matters. All that matters, they insist, is that they're not Donald Trump. That's all that matters to Democrats. They're not Donald Trump. Maybe somebody should remind them. Donald Trump won the presidency largely because he was not Hillary Clinton. Duh! You know, this is so funny. There's absolutely nothing the Democrats could do that would be dumber than setting aside their criticisms of President Trump to focus solely on some affirmative agenda, wrote Paul Waldman in the Washington Post. Anger against President Trump, he argues, is all the Democrats need. Well, I think that's great. What do you think about it? Maybe he's right. Maybe he's right. When you look at the party's actual agenda, let's see, voting against tax cuts, cheerleading for baby killing, rooting for government regulations, fighting against school choice, fixating on identity politics, you know, living in the most racist country in the history of the world. Well, this is what the Democrats have to run on, and I hope they do. It seems the Democrat Party's strategy for 2018 seems to revolve around reminding people how happy they are that the Democrats lost. So that's their platform? Hey, vote for me because we lost the last election because we're a bunch of pieces of crap.
You like the things that you didn't vote for us last time? Well, you can vote for it again.
Yeah. And following on the State of the Union address is one of the most important news items last week, of course, was the release of the so-called Nunes memo. Now, unlike most of the media, I actually read it. And then I started to connect the dots to see if it was commensurate with the facts that we already know and have documented. I've got maybe close to 3,000 items in my database that I used to put the show together. So I went back through all of that and I started connecting the dots. It gets a little complicated, but this is what I found. The so-called Russian dossier, the creation of Fusion GPS and former British spy Christopher Steele, it's a political document. Namely, it's opposition research that was created for the Democrat National Committee and Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign. Now, opposition research is a normal thing in politics. It goes back to the thing you know your enemy. Well, that's what they were doing. So all this dossier is nothing more than a political document. It's opposition research. Using what it knew was opposition research, paid for by the Clinton campaign, in October of 2016, the FBI and Department of Justice obtained a FISA warrant from the Foreign it's a Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, and FISA stands for Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. But they applied for a warrant from this court to install a wiretap to spy on the Trump campaign, specifically Carter Page. Now, Carter Page was not formally a member of the campaign. He was just an advisor to the campaign. He wasn't an insider. The FISA court was set up to stop foreign terrorists. The fact that the FBI and Department of Justice would use this court not only to wiretap an American citizen, but to wiretap a presidential campaign is beyond belief. Why Obama's FBI and DOJ used this court as opposed to a normal court is pretty obvious, because a normal court probably would have denied the wiretap. There wasn't sufficient evidence. Now, overlooked by all the lamestream media was the fact that the Department of Justice FISA request was for Title I surveillance authority. There's like seven different titles for surveillance authority. Number one is the most elaborate, okay? Now, this isn't some innocuous request for metadata exploration. The FBI said American citizen Carter Page was a foreign agent of a hostile foreign government. The FBI was calling Carter Page a spy. Title I FISA surveillance of U.S. citizens is the most intrusive, exhaustive, and far-reaching type of search, seizure, and surveillance authority. It permits the FBI to look at every single aspect of Mr. Page's life. All communication, travel, and contact can be opened and reviewed. All aspects of any of Mr. Page's engagements are subject to being secretly monitored. This is an entirely different level of surveillance authority. It's the highest possible, and it has absolutely nothing to do with the FISA, what they call 702 search queries under Title VII of U.S. People. So the Title I search is the top of the heap. They wanted to know everything about this guy that there was to know. Now, worse still, in the summer of 2016, Obama's Department of Justice had already opened a counterintelligence investigation into the Trump campaign. Now, the fact that nothing from that months-old partisan investigation was used to obtain the wiretap warrant pretty much tells you everything you need to know about it. According to the Nunes memo, an essential part of the FISA wiretap application was a Steele dossier, which again is a partisan political document created for the Clinton campaign. So essential was this partisan dossier that Andrew McCabe, he's the disgraced former deputy director of the FBI, admitted in December that no surveillance warrant would have been sought without that dossier. So that warrant was issued predicated on a political document. Now, not only did the FBI knowingly use a document from a partisan campaign to obtain this FISA warrant to spy on the competing campaign, the FBI knew that dossier was mostly salacious and unverified. We know this because disgraced former FBI Director James Comey told us so in June of last year in an open congressional hearing.
And they verified the document when he fluffed the dossier by leading it to a reporter who then reported it on it.
Right.
And then they used that story as verification of the document itself.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly. According to the Nunes memo, Steele told former FBI official Bruce Orr he was desperate that Donald Trump not get elected and was passionate about him not being president. Now, Orr, this guy was part of the FBI's anti-Trump Russian investigation. He was not only friendly with Steele, the British spy, but Orr's own wife worked with Steele at Fusion GPS doing opposition research, that's this dossier, against Trump for the Clinton campaign, and she was well paid to do it. So, to sum this up, despite A, knowing the dossier was opposition research paid for by the Clinton campaign, B, knowing the dossier was salacious and unverified, C, knowing Steele was desperate to destroy Trump, and D, the breathtaking conflict of interest in having an investigator's own wife working on the dossier, the FBI still went to the FISA court and used this dossier to obtain permission to spy on Donald Trump's campaign. Now, in order to obtain a warrant to spy on the Trump campaign, all these conflicts of interest were withheld from the judge in the court. That's indefensible and maybe even illegal. This is a lie of omission. And even worse than that, in order to legitimize a warrant request based on a piece of partisan opposition research that they knew was false, the FBI and Department of Justice used a media report. This is what Rob just said. They used a media report to bolster the findings in the phony dossier. They leaked a dossier to the press. The press did their job, went out, did an article, and then they used that article as support for the phony dossier.
And talk about sponsored content.
Oh, yeah. And then the FBI and DOJ told the court that the media report was independent verification. No, it was not independent. It was fed by Comey to a reporter. But, you know, all this is not true. And according to the Nunes memo, the FBI and DOJ knew it wasn't true. The truth is that the phony dossier was the entire source of the media report. Also hidden from the FISA court was the fact that the FBI obtained Steele as a source. He actually worked for the FBI for a while. I think it lasted about 3 weeks. But they had to fire him in October of 2016 when he tried to use the phony dossier to derail the Trump campaign, but he leaked information to the far left Mother Jones News. So he was setting it up for the media,
right?
And he got caught, and the FBI fired him.
You know, this is a wet dream for Nixon if he was still alive.
Oh my,
you know,
God.
What I mean?
Yeah, Tricky Dicky would have gone nuts.
Nuts, yeah.
Now, also hidden from the FISA court was the fact that the FBI... Now, although the FBI and DOJ were willing participants in the pushing of this unverified narrative, primarily through media links, this is all hidden from the congressional investigators. This never came out. They intentionally concealed it. To begin with, for months, while under oath, Comey said he didn't know where the dossier came from, meaning from the Clinton campaign, which was a lie.
Yeah, it's a lie, right.
We also know that the FBI wasn't straight up with Congress because it hid most of these facts from the congressional investigators in a briefing on the dossier in January of last year.
Yeah, it took Judicial Watch to get a lot of that stuff, right?
Yeah, they had to do a Freedom of Information request.
And then they had to sue, I believe.
Yeah,
yes.
They had to sue them because they wouldn't release it. Well, hell, they wouldn't even release it to the Congress.
Congress, yeah.
And the FBI did not tell Congress about Steele's connection to the Clinton campaign, and the House had to issue subpoenas for Fusion GPS's bank records in order to discover the truth. Nor did the FBI tell investigators that it continued receiving information from Steele and Fusion GPS even after they had terminated Steele. This memo says the Bureau's intermediary was Justice Department official Bruce Orr. Back to him again.
Right.
You know, the guy that's wife worked for Fusion GPS and was being paid by the Clinton campaign. Now, all of this dishonesty occurred under Comey. The man our media is now holding up as a living saint, you know, he can do no wrong. A man so desperate to destroy Trump, he not only oversaw those committing the abuses I just mentioned, but he actually leaked classified information to the news media in order to see a special prosecutor appointed against Trump. And that prosecutor just, you know, what a coincidence, turned out to be Comey's pal, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, who was actually appointed to conduct the investigation.
And Rosenstein is deep in with the Clintons.
Oh, yes. Tied at the hip. And finally, much of the salacious and unverified material in the dossier came from the Russians. This has been proven. In other words, the dossier lies about Trump's personal behavior came from Russian operatives. So there's no question that it was a Clinton campaign, a Democrat, Steele, the FBI, and the Department of Justice who colluded with the Russians to rig the presidential campaign.
Right. And it was all done with the FBI agency and a DOJ department that was politicized and then weaponized, just like the IRS.
Exactly. And all this is documented. This is not opinion, folks. I have documents that prove all of this. Those documents are readily available to anybody that wants to download them. They're out there. And this whole thing is nothing but a put-up scam to vilify Donald Trump and to tell the normal people in this country that you are just too damn stupid to make your own decisions.
You know, Jim, we had that last caller who was talking about someone needs to go to jail. And the problem is that, like you said, they CYA, they cover their butts. And they've passed liability laws and such that they protect themselves. So, you know, when they're going to these FISA courts, there's actual wording in FISA and the other laws that give protections to these agents who are bringing forth
exactly.
this evidence.
Yeah, even when the evidence
is bad.
Is bad.
Yeah, and they should have known that from if it was coming from Fusion, you know.
Yeah, well, it's all starting to come out now, and when I was watching Nunes this morning, he indicated that this is only the tip of the iceberg. There's
right.
a lot more coming out. I got to take another break here, and I'm going to give something away. I know everybody hates giveaways. This is from the Lucky Star Chinese restaurant. They're located at the foot of Newmark on Highway 101. Everybody knows pretty much where they're at. You drive by them all the time. They're open 7 days a week from 11 in the morning to 9:30 at night. You can dine in, you can carry out, and I think you carried out last Monday, didn't you, Rob?
Well, I heard they went to winter hours. They were closed last time I was there at nighttime, and I don't know what had happened. So
they closed at 9:30.
Yeah, but it was much earlier than that, so I don't know what happened.
Maybe they had some sort of a family emergency.
I don't know.
Who knows? But they're normally open till 9:30. But you can dine in, you can carry out, or they deliver.
Which is great.
I love the delivery. Anyway, they're offering their house special dinner, which is kind of the premier thing on their menu. It includes barbecued pork, sweet and sour pork, fried shrimp, a spring roll, pork fried rice, and pork chow mein. Lot of food. And I'm going to give this away to caller number 3 at 541-267-2124. So dial the phone right now, 541-267-2124. And if you're calling number three, you're going to win this house special deal from the Lucky Star Chinese restaurant, and I'll be right back.
There are times when many of us could use some extra cash. World Pawn Exchange, located at 1980 Sherman in downtown North Bend, pays cash for firearms, gold and silver coins and jewelry, musical instruments, electronics, and more. World Pawn Exchange is also a great place to shop for unique items for yourself or others. So, if you need cash, stop by World Pawn Exchange at 1980 Sherman Avenue in downtown North Bend. Get the cash you need now.
Today's newer vehicles are more dependable than ever before. Qualified technicians keep them operating at peak efficiency. Bayshore Auto Repair, North Bayshore Drive in Coos Bay, have all the proper equipment and training to service and repair today's high-tech vehicles. Bayshore Auto Repair believes that care of their customers is just as important as the care they give your vehicle. Call 269-2700 for an appointment to keep your car, truck, or RV in top running condition. Bayshore Auto Repair. Top quality service and excellent customer care are their most important goals.
Slip away to the tropics. The tropical decor at the new Copacabana, North Bend's newest and friendliest night spot. The Copacabana is located at 645 Virginia Avenue and features not only a full-service bar for all your favorite adult beverages, but offers hamburgers, seafood, and appetizers to satisfy your munchies. They're open from 5 till midnight Monday through Thursday and 5 till 2:30 a.m. on Friday and Saturday. At the Copacabana, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights are special with a live DJ for your dancing and listening pleasure. That's the Copacabana, 645 Virginia in North Bend. Stop by tonight.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. I'm going to kind of sum things up. We've only got about 5 minutes left. But this is the America we live in today. We've got a political party that believes it can do anything, legal or not, to achieve their social and political goals. Truth, facts, and normal people aren't welcome. Aided by the propaganda arms of the party, you know, the mainstream media, Hollywood, and Marxist academia, we now have undisputable proof that the Democrat Party doesn't give a rat's behind about the various fringe issues and groups that it purports to represent. They only care about maintaining political power and inflicting on the American people their brand of Marxist elitism. The undermining of the rule of law, and the pursuit of an immoral socialist utopia with them at the helm. You know, socialism only works if you have somebody in charge and they see themselves, you know, I think they're going to have to fight with Bernie Sanders over that title. But they try to rewrite history. They lie. They distort. They vilify all the things that have truly made America the greatest country in the history of mankind. And all because, according to them, we normal people are just too damn stupid to realize how wonderful they are and how much they care about the common person. Right. I guess the reality is that all these forces of evil, the Democrat leadership, the lamestream media, academia and Hollywood, deep down inside, they really do hate America, and most of all, they hate the normal people that founded and built this country, and they hate the normal people that voted for and support President Donald Trump. Meanwhile, the witch hunt continues to try to link Trump to some sort of collusion or obstruction that to date has produced exactly zero evidence that Trump had any of his campaign or team or administration is guilty of any wrongdoing whatsoever. After almost a year of this witch hunt, they've still got a goose egg.
Yep.
And it's going to be interesting because Trump has indicated that if that Senate committee votes to release the Democrats' version of the Nunes memo, that he will sign off on making it public. I'd like that to happen because I want to see what kind of excuses they're using. And oh, and this is the one that just fried me. This should hit everybody that's listening right where you live. Our own Senator Ron Wyden, who supposedly, I say that with a grain of salt, represents the people of Oregon, although he lives in New York, came out and said that, well, if they release this Nunes memo, I'm getting tongue-tied, excuse me. If they release the Nunes memo, then he's going to release classified information as well. Well, you know what, Mr. Wyden? I wish you would.
Yeah, that'd be a crime.
I wish you would release classified information in violation of the law. Of course, that never seemed to be a deterrent to liberals.
Not at all.
I hope you do it. And I hope they bust you. And I hope they put your sorry butt in jail for at least 100,000 years or more.
And that'd still be too soon.
Well, I want him in jail so long that after he's dead, his body rots and the dust blows away.
There you go.
Anyway, that music in the background means we're out of time. Rob, I thank you for coming in.
I thank you for letting me be here.
And I thank everyone out there for listening. I do sincerely appreciate each and every one of my listeners. I really do. I will be back next week. And I want to remind you, Saturday, 11 to 3, Crab Fest, North Bend Community Center. Be there. And I'll be back next week. And until then, I want you to go out there and you have a great week.